With SRN News, I'm Rich Thomason. A knife attack at a school in northern France has left a teacher dead, two other people wounded. One of the first police officers on the scene says he heard the assailant shout, "Allahu Akbar." French anti-terror investigators handling the case, and a suspect is in police custody. As it often does, Israel is warning civilians, this time in Gaza, to clear out ahead of an expected ground assault by hundreds of thousands of Israeli troops. Military spokesman Jonathan Conricus on video issuing the heads up.
The IDF calls for the evacuation of all civilians from Gaza City. I'll zoom in a second. From Gaza City, from their homes, southwards, for their own safety and protection, and to move to the area south of Wadi Gaza, the river Gaza, as shown on the map.
Israel is preparing to take on the Hamas terrorists who gave no such advance warning last weekend when they slaughtered Israeli civilians, including the elderly and disabled and infants who were brutally killed. Also at SRNNews.com, House Republicans struggling to fill a key job.
Republican Steve Scalise told his GOP colleagues at a closed-door meeting that he is no longer running for Speaker of the House. After hours of private meetings over 2 days and late into the evening on Capitol Hill, it was clear lawmakers were not budging from their refusal to support him.
Our conference still has to come together and is not there. There are still some people that have their own agendas. And I was very clear, we have to have everybody put their agendas on the side.
But many hardliners are taking their cues from Donald Trump and have dug in for a prolonged fight. I'm Lisa Dwyer.
On Wall Street, stock futures mixed. Dow futures up 54 points. NASDAQ futures down 36. This is SRN News. A new poll about Bible reading.
The key finding is that people who watch church online are more likely to read the scriptures than those who attend in person. According to the American Bible Society study, 74% of online church viewers read the word at least once a week, against just 32% of those who are in the pews each Sunday. Overall, only 9% of U.S. adults read the Bible daily. 38% only use it when they're at church. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
A court in central Japan has ruled it's unconstitutional to require a transgender person to undergo a sex change operation before they can change their birth certificate. The Japanese court stated that a growing social acceptance of sexual and gender diversity makes the surgery requirement outdated and goes counter to a global effort toward creating a more inclusive society. The Japanese government continues to observe a traditional view of gender. This is SRN News. Embattled Democrat Senator Bob Menendez of New Jersey is facing a new indictment.
Menendez is now charged with acting, along with his wife, as a foreign agent of Egypt between 2018 and 2022. The indictment reads, quote, "Among other actions, Menendez provided sensitive U.S. government information and took other steps that secretly aided the government of Egypt." The charge comes on top of allegations less than a month ago that Menendez accepted bribes from Egypt in exchange for his political influence. Bob Agner reporting.
He was a 22-year Philadelphia police veteran. The officer shot to death last night in an airport parking garage. His partner was shot and wounded, hospitalized in stable condition. Police say it happened as the officers were confronting people who had been breaking into cars in the airport parking garage, and now the hunt is on for a suspect or suspects. More details at SRNNews.com.